Hi everybody, the Complex PTSD guy here. I'll start out by saying I'm not a doctor or psychiatrist, I'm just a guy living with complex PTSD, and I'm sharing my own ideas, experiences, and opinions on this podcast. I thought I would do a little bit of an experiment. I actually haven't done it yet, but I wanted to talk about, so I told you guys about a year ago, there was a certain show I was watching. And the show is a really big trigger for me. It was always a bit of a trigger because I told you guys both my two main triggers are feelings of incompetence and when people's behavior doesn't make sense. And a lot of therapists will refer to those things differently, but that's the way that I describe them. And the feelings of incompetence, I've told you guys, a lot of that stemmed from struggling with learning when I was growing up. It also struggled with my own personal things. I struggled with obliviousness a lot when I was growing up, my teen years, all the way up to my adult years, even in the last couple years. Obliviousness was a big thing I used to struggle with. And I've said before, it's embarrassing to even admit that I think obliviousness is connected to to ignorance. It's almost like being ignorant, like you're not seeing what's right in front of your face. And does that come from trauma? Possibly. Does that come from being lied to or having the wool pulled over your eyes or being exposed to dangerous things that aren't handled properly? Yeah, I think it very much could be. Or is it just a natural trait that I have for whatever weird reason? Maybe. I don't know exactly where it comes from, but that was something that I recently started to sort of see more for what it really was. One of the things I told you I learned in that book was that I looked up incompetence in that novel cure book, and that word was not in the book, but feeling like a failure and feeling like an idiot are similar to feeling incompetent. And when I looked up feeling like a failure, it said see low self-esteem. And that's what I was actually struggling with. That's a lot of where a lot of this comes from, and I never knew that. So now that I've been able to actually work with those things and handle those things and build confidence and build resilience, I wanted to do a little bit of an experiment and watch a show that I told you guys about a year ago. It was a show I swore I would never watch again because there was something extremely triggering about this show. And I'll just say what the show is. The show is a show on Bravo that is called Southern Charm. And I don't know if you've ever seen it, but on my TV, I realized a few weeks ago, about 3 weeks ago, that I can actually watch old episodes if I... My TV system's all kind of different. So I have cable, but I don't have like the Peacock network to watch old Bravo shows. But I found on my remote, if you say a show into like the speaker part of the remote, like the talk part, it'll actually find it for you. And then you can watch it through Bravo on cable through whatever app. It's like the voice command part of your remote. And so now that I feel like I've been building my confidence and realizing what my actual problem was, and I've been happier engaging with a hobby that actually brings me happiness, I really do see things differently. Like it's happened quite quickly, but when you know what to do about it and you know how to fix something that I've been searching for over 20 years, it's amazing how quickly it can start to work. And so the experiment I want to do is watch this show that it was a major trigger for me, particularly for years for feelings of incompetence. Cause a lot of the people on the show are really rude. And like I said, that was another thing I learned recently, is that bad manners are a big red flag. It doesn't matter where the rudeness is coming from, if a person's acting like that, because I used to always try to figure out, where is it coming from? Why are they acting like that? So it was the feelings of incompetence and the trigger of people's behavior not making sense, that something as simple as a TV show literally would drive me into a roller coaster of feelings of trying to figure out, almost like, how come they can get away with acting like this and the people around them still hang out with them. I had recently also been talking to you guys about shallowness. People on the show are very shallow. They're very shallow. They're rude and they're shallow. And this was the show that I had mentioned a year ago, where one of the people on the show, he called his girlfriend stupid. And that was when I stopped watching it, because it bothered me that he did that. And when she wasn't really standing up for herself, and the people around them witnessed it, and really only one person kind of did something about it. And it just made me uncomfortable, because it reminded me way too much of the event that I witnessed when I was 35. So my event was different from what happened here. But in my situation, somebody was beaten up, and the people around us like enabled her to stay with somebody who beat her up. And I was like, what are you doing? Like, this makes no sense to me. And it freaked me out. And when they stayed with the person, I had to like leave. I was like, well, I'm not going to stick around to watch what happens next. And then I got my diagnosis of complex PTSD. And then I realized how bad things really were growing up. You know, because when you see people enable something like that, that's really frightening. So when this episode happened on the show, where, you know, he was like really belittling her, and it was kind of like only one person spoke up or did anything, it was just way too much to where I thought, I can't watch a show that's that triggering. Because it was triggering not just two triggers, but it was also triggering what happened during the event. So it was like a gazillion triggers all at once. There's also a woman who was on the show. It's not the girlfriend that he was being belittling to, but there's another woman on the show, and I won't say what her name is, but, and I don't know if she's even on the show anymore, but she had a lot of similar, I would say, ailments or angst that I struggled with myself. Like, I saw a lot of similar qualities. She struggled with massive low self-esteem. That was, you could just feel it through the TV screen. And she also struggled with, I would say shallowness. I would say she struggled with substance problems, which she's been very open about on the show. And she struggled with maybe being, I don't know if oblivious would be the word, but being kind of narrow-minded in a way, only seeing one side sometimes, or seeing things in a very basic way. And I've struggled with that too. And I always felt sympathy for her. She also was someone who I would say would seek out relationships for similar reasons to what I used to. And sometimes that would be for a rescuer, to have a rescuer. And I think a lot of people, when you come from trauma, you might seek out friendships that are rescuers, or you try to date somebody who's almost like going to rescue you from the craziness that you're living in. Which makes sense if you come from some type of trauma. And I don't know if she comes from trauma. I don't know. But she just had very similar qualities. And I think a lot of times she's seeking approval from the people she's around. She wants acknowledgement from them. And like I said, I think a lot of the people on this show are very shallow. And they, you know, they might not be the people that she should seek anything from. And I'll say that they're not all shallow. They're not all like that on that show. But quite a few are, and it's almost like they're very proud of it. it's almost like a proud arrogance, a proud shallowness that some of the people on the show have. And they're just very blatant about it. It's very blatant stuff. And so, like I said, in the past month when I've been doing this resilience and confidence building and knowing what the real problem was, low self-esteem, I've just seen things very differently. And so my experiment is, I think I'm going to watch some of the old episodes and even some of the very triggering episodes with a different set of eyes. Knowing what I know now, just kind of looking at it differently, finally feeling like I have an answer, like a solution. And I just want to see how, you know, maybe how I view it. Like, what is it? Does it still trigger me? Does it still bother me? Or am I seeing it quite differently? You know, and because that's been my experience lately. I actually had something happen today where somebody was doing this thing. I talked about this about a month ago, and this is somebody different from what I talked about a month ago. But somebody today was kind of critiquing me, or I would describe it as pulling my words apart. So I was talking about something very casual, and I mean just a normal casual conversation. And this person kind of felt the need to almost, I wouldn't say try to make me look stupid, but they were kind of pulling my words apart, but it actually ended up sort of bouncing off me and sticking back to them, I guess you could say, because the way that they were kind of critiquing me, it actually, their point fell flat, and it almost made me think, where is it coming from? Because I told you guys about a month ago, somebody did this where I was talking about something and I was just, it had to do with somebody who was in the Olympics and then they were disqualified because of a crime back in the 90s. And I said that they were disqualified. And this other person I worked with said, oh no, they weren't, blah, 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 blah. And then whenever I looked up what actually happened, it turned out I was right. They were disqualified, just like I said. And I thought, why was somebody critiquing or pulling my words apart or so eager to make me look wrong, when I was right? I just thought it was so weird. I told you, I even talked to my therapist about that, the woman that I've been seeing in counseling. And she said it may be because that person's insecure. And I thought, interesting. And so this person that was doing this today, interestingly, they're in the same field. So they're in the history field. And these are like kind of, I would say, kind of big wig historian people who it's part of their job to be critiqued and critique. And so that's kind of how I'm looking at it, as this is how this person communicates. This person does this for a living. So maybe this is how they are in conversation. But it's interesting to me that their point is falling flat. It's almost like they're trying to correct me. But what they were correcting me about had nothing to do with the point I made. And so it's making them look wrong, which is so bizarre to me. Because I thought about it later and I thought I was completely right with what I said, just like the last time. I thought, why is this, where is this coming from? And then I thought, you know, maybe the next time that they do this, I could just simply say, why are you asking that? So rather than even answer their question, you know, I could just say, why are you asking that? To see sort of, why are they asking that? Why are you asking me that? Because the point they're making, it doesn't fit. And I'm thinking, why are they asking that? Because if they are asking it to try to make me look incomplete or something, you know, are they going to say that? Are they going to actually say, because I don't like your point? because my point actually made more sense than their point. It's really weird. And it also, by the way, I realize I'm bringing it up, but it's one of those things that normally would really trigger those feelings of incompetence. So I think that's why it gets my attention. But I didn't feel depressed or wrong or anything like that afterwards. And that's why I say the confidence and resilience building is working, because I'm happier. And I think a happy person, they're not going to be bothered by something like that. I'm curious about it. And I'm fascinated, but it very well could just be the field that they're in, the field that we're in, I should say, because I work in the history field too. But they work more with, you know, writing and giving debates and being critiqued and really dissecting people's points. And so that might be where it's coming from, is it could be a desire for them to make a point or a desire for them to look right. It may have nothing to do with me. It could just be where they're coming from. Like, it could be what they're trained to do. And so it just spills over into their personal life. So I just wanted to just mention that, because I find it curious. And it's not something I'm going to bring up to my counselor, because I don't need to. But it's just a curious observation. For somebody to critique somebody, and it's like their point fell flat. And I thought, well, why are they critiquing me? Like, that's so silly. And it was something so casual, too. It's so weird. But I'm going to watch this show tonight. I'm going to watch this show, Southern Charm, is what it's called, if you want to call it that. They're not very charming, in my opinion. But like I said, not everybody on this show is rude. But the ones who are rude, you can just watch it for yourself. And they are really rude. And like I said, it's not about... This is a show where I used to try to figure them out. And knowing what I know now, that bad manners, if someone's displaying bad manners, that's all you need to know. You don't need to know where it's coming from. And you don't need to rack your brain like I used to. And I talked about that in the last episode. Don't stress yourself out trying to figure out people who have bad manners, who befriend people with bad manners, and they all hang out together and have so much fun, and they're just constantly rude to each other. It's not something that requires figuring out. It's something that requires figuring out how to stay away from. But I'm going to watch it just to see if there's still those same triggers. And I think the fact that it doesn't rack my mind anymore, and that I feel happier, just in general, from a lot of things, I'm really curious to see how I respond to it. Because like I said, having the answer that I was actually struggling with low self-esteem, and like I said, there's this particular woman who's on the show, she's actually not on the show anymore, but there was this particular woman on the show who, she really exhibited a lot of the same characteristics and struggles that are things I've struggled with. You know, I almost feel like writing her like a fan letter and just saying, hey, I've seen that you struggle with this, and I'll be really honest, I do too. This has really helped me to engage with a hobby that brings me happiness, and not to do things to get acknowledgement from other people or to feel like you're living up to other people's standards. Like, do this thing for you, you know, whatever it is, that even if you think that these people that you want to impress, you know, they do come across shallow. So they might look down on something that you want to do as a hobby. That's a clue that these people aren't there for you. You know, cause it's almost like, I almost feel like I'm watching myself when I see her. But again, like I said, I don't think she's on the show anymore. She used to be for a long time, but I'm going to just watch the show as an experiment and get back to you guys about it. Because my results might be different than what I think they're going to be. That's one reason it's an experiment. Maybe it'll still be triggering. And if that's the case, then I just won't attempt to watch more episodes. But if it's not, and I see things even more differently than what I think I'm going to see them, I just wanted to get back to you guys about what that's like. Because it's, like I said, I'm stunned in a very gleeful way that I finally found a remedy to some major problems that I'd been struggling with for over 20 years. Like, I've actually found something that's working, and it's been working for longer than most things, most solutions I've ever found before. So I'll get back to you after I watch a few of the episodes. This is the Complex PTSD guy signing off.